I believe that very few in the transport sector, whether they're a taxi, minibus, coach, whose services are being used by the state sector to transport, for instance, children from their local school, local secondary school, to a day's outing or to a football match in another part of the county, they locally will secure the services of a bus in the immediate area. But according to this new national framework for passenger ground transportation services, they will compile a list of operators, and they must, through them, be advised who will provide the service. This is a nightmare. It makes no sense at all. There was absolutely no consultation whatsoever. The reason that we know very little about it, because any contracts that are in place at the moment, they will die naturally, whereas from next year, then this will be in place. And it just doesn't apply to schools, it can apply to the HSE. And the whole purpose of it is, we're being told, is to reduce costs. My belief is that it will add to costs, and of course it's another blow to rural Ireland in particular. After the government announced a policy framework for rural Ireland last week, and this is totally contrary to that, I believe that we'll hear a lot more about this. In addition to my issuing a statement, I've already written to the Minister for Public Expenditure, Pascal Donoghue, querying this, and also asked them to put in place a derogation from the framework for schools and services across Donegal.
And in instances where bus transportation is needed the next day or even immediately, there will obviously be a time delay if it has to go through a central office.
That's exactly the point. It's a bureaucratic nightmare. And I believe that there should have been consultation with all of the schools, with the HSE. It could affect other agencies as well that I'm not familiar with. But I will be raising it with the Minister for Transport when I return to the Dáil.